Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Why does it take so long for a prospect to be able to buy from you? In fact, I was reading the other month, 15 touch points before a prospect builds the I know you, I like you, I trust you factors to the extent that they're ready to buy from you. So how do you cope with that? How do you make sure that you're warming prospects up? How do you make sure that you're front of mind, that you're nurturing, that you're showing prospects that you have a solution to their pain point? Or are you only hoping that they're going to work it out themselves? And that really is the number one problem for most service providers is they get this lead, and if they don't buy, they don't do anything with it. The bottom line is you have so much money sitting on the table right now simply because your education process is not very good. So let's go off the premise that it takes 15 touch points, 12 to 15 touch points, before a prospect is ready to buy from you. Map that out. So what are you going to do? How are you going to nurture? How are you going to stay front of mind? How are you going to warm them up? As we talk about, you have a red prospect that you need to turn to yellow that then becomes green, and it's only when a prospect becomes green that they're now ready to be able to buy from you. The majority of businesses, and the biggest mistake and the biggest problem I see, is simply people are going after green people, people who are ready to buy from them right now, because they don't have a way to be able to nurture, to be able to educate, to be able to stay front of mind, to be able to warm your prospect up. And that's what we need to be able to get fixed. See, when you do this right, to you, it doesn't matter when a prospect's ready to buy, because you've always got lots of prospects popping out the end saying, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. And that's because you've got a full pipeline and you know how to warm them up properly. But if you get this wrong, it's hard. Sales is hard. Business is hard. Your marketing just doesn't feel like it's working. And you really rely upon someone giving you a level 10 referral who's ready to buy from you right now. That's really the only way that you're going to be able to grow your business. So what we actually need to do is we need to go and we need to have a look at how do you warm people up. When you first get a prospect, they hardly know you. Therefore, they probably don't like you. They certainly can't trust you. And they can't resonate with you or the solution that you offer. So you have this prospect who has this pain point. They know they've got the pain point. They don't know how to fix it. They don't know who to listen to. They don't know who to trust. In fact, they probably have another 5, 6, 7, 10 people telling them, do this, go here, buy this. This will work. No wonder prospects get overwhelmed, get anxious, constantly go around in their own head. What should I do? How should I do it? Is this the right thing to do? Because they've got so many voices that they're trying to listen to. So what we need to make sure that we're doing in our touch points is that we're trying to create three key things. The first thing we're trying to create is simply the resonate factor. So I put know you, like you, trust you under this umbrella of resonate with you. Not everyone's a great fit for you. Not everyone has the same sort of personality type. Not everyone will like the way that you do things, whether that be your language, whether that just be how direct you are or indirect you are. There are people who get along better with males and there's people who get along better with females. It's just how it is. And that's why there's so much abundance in the world with that sort of thinking. So they've got to resonate with you. So as you educate and nurture and warm them up, you've got to be asking yourself, am I showing myself? Now, I think this word probably gets used way too much, my authentic self. But are you showing you? That needs to take place. So if you're someone who swears a lot, so be it. If you're someone who never swears, so be it. If you're someone who wears a particular color all the time, great. Just be you. Because people will either resonate with you or they won't. And really, the only people you want to work with are the ones that do resonate with you. So the second thing that we've got to make sure that we're doing with prospects is that we've got to make sure that they can see that we have a solution to their pain point. Do you have a clear solution to their pain point? Are you sharing that with them, showing them that? Yeah, I have this simple little thought process of why should someone buy from you if they can't see that you have a solution that's going to help them? And even to some degree, have been able to test that solution out, have been able to get some results with some of the things that you've shared or given them, got them to do. Because if you've done that, then it's really easy for them to be able to go, huh, this person could really help me. If they don't have that going off in their own head, and it's not a logical thing, it happens subconsciously. But if they're not thinking in their head, huh, this person can really help me, this person's already helped me, then it's really hard for them to pay you. So the first thing is, are they resonating with you? And that's about you being you. You just out there, talking how you talk, being how you'd be. The second one is, are you sharing your solution for their pain point? Can they actually see that you have the ability to help them? And then the last one is, do you understand their pain point better than what they do? So right now, your prospect, they know they've got a pain point. They might not really understand a solution. They might not really understand to the extent of their pain point. They might not understand what it's costing them by keeping the pain point. But the bottom line is, do you understand their pain point better than them? Can you articulate their pain point, their frustrations? Can you articulate, therefore, what their desires are, what their needs and wants are? Because when you can start speaking their language and you've resonated with them and you've got a solution that they can see really clearly to be able to help with their pain point, that's when you start warming prospects up. That's when you start moving people from being a red prospect. Hey, I've got this pain point, but I'm not sure if I even want a solution yet. To a yellow prospect. Hey, I've got this pain point. I want a solution. I've just got some questions or obstacles or roadblocks. To a green prospect. Hey, I've got this pain point. I want a solution. I think you can help me. Can we see if there's a fit or not? And the gray prospect, who doesn't even have the pain point, you shouldn't even be talking to. So rather than just chasing after green people who are ready right now, because there's like 2% of green people right now, so it's really hard to get a return on your marketing dollar. So rather than just chasing green people, how about you get red and yellow and green people and you know how to warm them up? You've got a process and a structure that gets them warmed up and ready. And if your business isn't doing that, then you're leaving so much money on the table. At the moment, you probably have lots of prospects who could buy from you. Yet, you wouldn't know. We talk all the time around quickest way to be able to get sales is through referrals, through your networks, leveraging through partnerships. But you have to understand how to attract, how to educate, how to ask, and then generating 7, 8 new clients a month is actually not difficult to do. So we talk about 100 new clients in 12 months with no ad spend. If I look at why most businesses can't come close to doing that as service providers, it's because they don't have a marketing structure in place. They hope that someone's ready to buy from them right now. So they go to networking events, hand out cards. I hope someone's ready to buy from me right now. They go onto social media, put up content. I hope someone sees this and they're ready to buy from me right now. They throw money at SEO or pay-per-click or Facebook ads. I hope someone who's got this pain point sees this and they're ready to buy from me right now. So we need to change that mentality as a service provider to how do we bring people into our pipeline, warm them up, and then see whether there is a fit or not with the people who are ready for a solution. Hopefully that's been super helpful. If you are not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network, make sure you come and join us. Link is in the description, in the show notes below. It's just facebook.com/groups/Michael Griffiths. Make sure if you got any questions around today's podcast or around making more sales through referrals, hit me up on Instagram, Michael_referral guru. Just shoot me a message. More than happy to be able to answer your questions. Till next time, take care, and we'll speak to you real soon.